By the grace of God, I am a transplant to the Archdiocese. I grew up in northeastern Ohio in a little town called Massillon. It's about 4 hours away. And my parents, who are sitting, I don't know, maybe 8-10 rows back or something there, drove all the way down yesterday so they could be here this weekend, this morning, and see their son celebrate Mass at his first assignment. Thanks for coming down. It's a long trek. Appreciate it. You guys can talk to half the people afterwards that I don't have to. All that being said, last night we had the opportunity to go out to dinner. And before we had went out to dinner, I called the restaurant, made a reservation, and our names ended up on a list. Now, when you make a reservation at a restaurant, your hope is to get there and to enjoy a dinner, which we did. It was very nice. All that being said, something could have happened in between the time that I made that reservation and when we were hoping to eat dinner. And we could have, in the end, not ended up eating dinner. But like I said, we did. For all of us striving to be Christians, when we're baptized, we enter into what St. Paul calls today this new creation. And each of our names, as our Lord tells the 72, are in a way written in the book of heaven. God makes a reservation, as it were, for us to be with him and to celebrate with him forever in eternity. Something that's very joyful, very loving, very incredible, to which we're willing to give everything in this life to spend eternity with him. And I think the first reading in all of its explanation, all of the prophecy about the joy that Israel will experience when they come back from exile to Jerusalem is that same expectation, the same hope that we have as we go through this life, and hopefully through this exile will make it to the joy of the new Jerusalem in heaven. This encounter between the 72 and our Lord, in a way, sets a tone, sets the foundation, not only for them and their ministry, but for us and our life. The Lord's instructions to them, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, into whatever house you go, say peace to this household, etc. All of that is to keep them focused, not on the day-to-day things that they're trying to get through, but on the goal of preaching that the kingdom is at hand to those they meet, of preparing the way for the Lord. And for each of us, as we go through our lives, our Lord kind of makes the same exhortation, that we don't get caught up in the day-to-day things, but we keep our eyes and our hearts set on the goal of being with him forever in heaven, of being able to arrive at that place of which he made a reservation for us when we were baptized. Now, that doesn't mean that we can just set ourselves apart from all of the things of life, our life. Obviously, we need food, we need clothing, we need shelter. We have to some extent, concern ourselves with the things of this world. But the examine that we can each make is, are we using all of those things that are blessings from God for God's glory, for eventually leading us towards eternal life, or are we letting them, in a way, become our gods, and instead of helping us along that road, turning us away from it and causing us to step back? So I think as we enter into this Eucharist, where our Lord gives us himself, where he gives us our nourishment along the way, we can all pray together, we can ask him for that grace, that he purify our use of the things of this world, so that we do use those indeed for his glory, for our benefit, so that one day all of us together, those we know, those we love, those we pray for, can rejoice, as our Lord says, that Jerusalem, the Israelites, would rejoice in reaching our heavenly Jerusalem, our heavenly homeland, reaching that great banquet. Our Lord even speaks of heaven as a meal, as a wonderful wedding celebration. And it's because he knows how much we love those sorts of things that we can actually anticipate it as something that we have a reservation for, something that we're looking forward to, something that he planted the seed for at our baptism. So may we pray together as we continue this Mass for that grace to walk each day using the things he gives us, indeed for his glory and for nothing else.